Welcome to the Divorce Collective Podcast. I'm your host, Carolee Fontanelli, and I am a divorce lawyer and author and have been through divorce myself. I'm here to support you throughout your breakup journey. On this podcast, I will share with you my secrets and legal tips on how you can thrive through your separation in small 6-minute increments. Don't do it alone. I have got you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I hope it is a wonderful day wherever you're tuning in and listening from. My name is Danielle Young. I'm the Senior Associate at Collective Family Law Group. And today on the Divorce Collective podcast, I want to talk to you about family reports. So if you're in currently a family law dispute about parenting matters, or if you're in the court process, you might hear the term family report. You might even have been ordered to attend one, or your lawyers might be recommending or advising that a family report might be a helpful tool in your matter moving forward for parenting arrangements. Family reports are conducted by a family consultant. The family report is an independent assessment of the family unit, which assists both parents and the court, if you're before it or have to go before it, in making decisions about the future arrangements for children. The family report writer will consider the children's experiences, the children's development, the family circumstances and dynamics, and other relevant issues to the case. If the matter proceeds to a final hearing in the court, the family report writer will also assist and advise the court and give evidence about your case. They can be cross-examined, and questions can be put to them at a final hearing about their report and the recommendations they make in that report. The family report writer will meet with parents individually. The children will be observed, and the children will be observed with each parent. And depending on their age, the family report writer may interview children separately. That's important because this is the way that we put the children's wishes before the court, and that is in this expert report and evidence by a qualified family consultant. The children will have an opportunity to speak with the family consultant separately and privately about what's going on for them, their worries and their wishes. It is important to remember that any information you provide the family consultant in that family report interview process is not confidential. That means anything you say or anything that you propose may appear in that report and may be used if the matter proceeds through the court processes. Once the report's completed, it will be released to you and your lawyers. Once you've been provided with that report, you'll get advice on the family report from your lawyer, or you can use the family report and the recommendations in that report to negotiate your parenting arrangements. You are not permitted to release that report or provide access to that report to any other person. So I really wanted to do this podcast because I wanted to provide you with some important things and some tips to remember for the interview process. Firstly, always consider what is in the children's best interests. You need to remain child-focused. Think about the orders that you genuinely believe will be in the children's best interests. And you should also consider what the other parent or what you can do to alleviate any concerns, to work towards a common ground, which will work for the children. Number two, always remain focused on the children. If you are raising issues or concerns about the other parent, that's fine, but be sure you're able to explain how those issues or concerns impact upon the children. Don't simply be negative or critical of the other parent, but always bring your concerns back to how they impact children. Making derogatory comments about the other parent will not assist in showing you have the capacity to facilitate a meaningful relationship between the children and the other parent. And it might not demonstrate that you've got insight into the children's best interests. Third tip, do not coach the children. This should have been my number one tip. It's really important. You can provide a general overview to the children about the family report process in age-appropriate terms, but don't put too much emphasis on the interview process. That would create anxiety for the children. And please don't try to influence or pressure the children into what to say, but encourage them to speak honestly and openly and freely with the family report writer. Family consultants are experienced in recognising behaviours presented by children when a parent has tried to influence or pressure them about what to say. And if that appears in your family report, it is not a good thing for you or your case.
There are some really great resources. I give an abundance of resources to my clients, some of which are really, they're such delightful illustrated books that are designed for kids. And they set out sort of, why am I going to see a family consultant? And it's a really, really good tool that I like to give my clients to help them with that process. So, of course, if you've got a lawyer, ask them, reach out to them and get those resources. There's so many of them that are really beneficial. Okay, number four, behave appropriately, present yourself well and be honest. Make sure you dress well and on time. That should be a given. Be respectful and courteous also should be a given, but not just with the family report writer, but for other people who are in the process. Be mindful about how you speak to the other parent. You might have to come into contact with the other parent in the waiting room. The family report writer will be watching and observing everybody's behaviours, actions and interactions. If the report writer is asking you questions, they might be confronting and they might be difficult. But ensure you remain positive and focused on the children's best interests. Next, be prepared for their needs. So I often tell my clients, it's a big day. It's a full day. It's a big day for adults and it's a huge day for children. So bring water, bring snacks, even bring them activities to keep them occupied during the day. You know, focus on how you can meet their needs. And it displays a really good parenting strength when you think about those things. Lastly, address any safety concerns. If you have concerns for your safety or the children's safety, you need to tell the report writer beforehand so that appropriate steps can be taken to ensure the safety of everyone throughout that process. Again, finally, and I've already said it, but you should not coach the children in any way or tell them what they ought to or not be saying in these family report interviews. It's enough for the children to simply know they're going to speak to someone that mum and dad can get some help with about what their future looks like between mum and dad's houses. So hopefully that's given you some a little bit of information and some tips for that family report process. If you're in a parenting dispute, come and talk to me or one of our other lawyers here. Parenting disputes are my passion. I really, really want to help you through this process and get you to an outcome that's good for your family, but most of all, good for your children. Thanks for joining us on the Divorce Collective podcast, and I look forward to you listening to what we've got coming up next for you.
Thank you for listening to the Divorce Collective podcast, brought to you by collectivefamilylaw.com.au. If you got value from this week's episode, I would love it if you would hit subscribe and take a minute to leave a review. You can connect with us on Instagram or Facebook just by searching for Collective Family Law. And remember, until next time, you have got this.